This broadcast was sponsored by A Cat Called Monster, a book about a Singapore cat with a crooked tail. It's available from Amazon. Hello, this is Leslie Schaefer, and this is How the World Looks from Singapore on Friday, April 6, 2018. These are the top headlines today. Trade war fears spiked again after Trump tripled down on China tariff threats in retaliation for China's retaliation. Singapore's environmental regulators are offering payments to take old motorcycles off the roads. Malaysia's Prime Minister, Najib Razak, will dissolve Parliament on Saturday, paving the way for elections, which could come as soon as early May. And a South Korean court sentenced former President Park Geun-hye to 24 years in jail for corruption. Barely a day after former CNBC personality and current White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow had calmed markets by saying that the United States would negotiate with China on trade, Trump stoked tensions yet again. Trump on Thursday ordered his trade negotiators to consider another $100 billion worth of Chinese products to impose tariffs on, essentially tripling down on his original threat of $50 billion. That $100 billion compares with the around $500 billion of Chinese goods that were imported into the United States last year. Trump said his latest outburst was because of, quote, unfair retaliation by China. China reportedly said on Wednesday that it would impose measures of the, quote, same strength as the proposed $50 billion U.S. dollars worth of products that the Trump administration is planning to impose tariffs on. China also said it would challenge the Trump administration's protectionist measures at the World Trade Organization. The list of products China took aim at appeared carefully aimed at states that voted for Trump in the last election. In particular, China said it would impose tariffs on soybean imports if the situation isn't resolved. It's a potent threat. The United States exports a little over 50% of its soybean crop every year to China. If China doesn't buy those soybeans, there is no other buyer. And China has pulled this particular trade weapon out of its hat, just as farmers in the United States need to make their planting decisions for the next year. At a meeting of ASEAN finance ministers and central bank governors in Singapore on Friday, Singapore's finance minister, Heng Swee Keat, reportedly said that while globalization can have negative impacts, and there should be support for those who are negatively affected, the right solution is not to close the economy. You can read more about the potential fallout of a trade war on ChentonWire.net. While futures in the United States dropped sharply after Trump's latest round of trade bravado, markets in Asia were relatively sanguine. The Straits Times Index and Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index each ended up 1.1%, while the Nikkei slipped just 0.4%. The market calm in the trade-dependent region may appear out of sync with the trade rhetoric from the United States. But I spoke with Song Sang-woon, a director at CIMB Private Banking, and he summed it up pretty simply. He said it's ridiculous, particularly the size of Trump's retaliation for China's retaliation. Song said the market was expecting that this simply wouldn't happen. In Europe, markets were trading lower on Friday, and U.S. futures indicated that Wall Street would open lower, even after just-released jobs data indicated the American economy added 103,000 jobs in March with slight wage growth. You can read more about Singapore's market moves today on ShentonWire.net. As part of Singapore's efforts to curb air pollution, the National Environment Agency, or NEA, will be offering an up to $3,500 payment to owners of older motorcycles. The payment will be for deregistering motorcycles, which were first registered before mid-2003. The older motorcycles emit about 10 times as much carbon monoxide and 30 times more hydrocarbons as new motorcycles. Around 27,000 motorcycles are eligible for the incentive, which will be offered for the next 5 years. The NEA also said that emission standards would be tightened for these motorcycles starting from 2023, and they won't be allowed to be used in Singapore after mid-2028. Singapore's police issued a warning about a scam involving a fake website that resembles the official police website. Police said they received a report from a woman earlier this week that she had received a phone call from an unknown man who claimed to be a police officer. He told her she was alleged to be involved in a money laundering case. She was then directed to the fake website, where she was asked for bank account details, including a one-time password from her bank. Multiple transactions of more than 300,000 Singapore dollars were then made to her account. The police have warned that people should ignore unsolicited calls from unknown people and should not give out personal information and to ignore requests to transfer money. In regional news, Malaysia's Prime Minister Najib Razak said Parliament will be dissolved on Saturday, setting the stage for what could be an ugly election battle. The election date will be set for within 60 days of the dissolution, but because of the Muslim holiday beginning in mid-May, analysts expect the date will be sometime in early May. The electioneering might be ugly. Opposition parties have been crying foul after the ruling coalition pushed through redrawn electoral maps and legislation criminalizing fake news. They've also handed out budget goodies to civil servants, such as pay raises. That's according to a Straits Times report. Additionally, on Thursday, Malaysia's Registrar of Societies temporarily disbanded the opposition political party called PPBM, formed by former Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad. The regulator said the party allegedly failed to provide necessary documents. That means the party can't use its names or logo or campaign. Opposition parties have called the move an abuse of power. The Straits Times reported that Mahathir was defiant over the deregistration, saying that his party would continue to use the name and logo and to campaign. Despite the headwinds for the opposition, it's still expected that current Prime Minister Najib Razak may face a tougher race in the upcoming elections, which pit him against the 92-year-old Mahathir, who has said he's running solely because of what he sees as corruption in the current government. Najib has been ensnared in a long-running scandal over funds allegedly looted from Malaysian state fund 1MDB. As much as $4.5 billion is believed to have been misappropriated from 1MDB. The case has sparked money laundering probes in at least six countries, including the United States, Singapore, and Switzerland. Malaysian Prime Minister Najib, who was the chairman of the fund's advisory board until 2016, has denied wrongdoing. But even with the scandal, Najib's party, the United Malay Organization, has led the ruling coalition since 1957, when Malaysia gained independence from Britain, and analysts believe the opposition's chances could be limited. In South Korea, former President Park Geun-hye was sentenced to 24 years in jail for corruption after a more than 10-month-long trial. The court ruled that Park colluded with childhood friend Choi Soon-sil to receive more than 28 million Singapore dollars worth of funds from companies, which was intended for Choi's family and nonprofit foundations. Choi, who was criticized for a Rasputin-like influence over Park, was sentenced to 20 years in prison earlier this year. Park had been impeached in late 2016 after months of mass protests across South Korea over the snowballing scandal. For the 66-year-old Park, the 24-year-old jail sentence could be a life term if she isn't granted parole. It may be years before a president would consider that step, as public anger remains high. That's according to Wire News reports. This has been Leslie Schaefer, and that's how the world looks from Singapore on Friday, April 6, 2018. This daily broadcast will be going on hiatus, but it will still make periodic special reports. Have a good weekend.